is Earth and Sky. When Lewis and Clark first saw North America's Great Plains in the year 1803, a sea of grass extended to the horizon.
But in that century of westward expansion, much of the grass was plowed under for crops or heavily grazed by cattle. In the 1930s, a serious drought hit the southern Great Plains. The region's native vegetation had been surviving droughts for thousands of years. But wheat isn't nearly as drought-resistant as native grasses, and heavy plowing had torn up roots, leaving the soil exposed. Incessant winds blew away the topsoil, the most fertile part of the land.
This time and place became known as the Dust Bowl. Winds kicked up dust storms that darkened skies for days at a time. Dunes of fine soil buried roads and buildings. People sealed windows with tape and putty, but dust still got in through the cracks. It coated furniture, floors, and even food. During the worst dust storms, known as black blizzards, it was so dark that electric lights were needed during the day.
The drought lasted until the end of the 1930s. That's when the rains finally came. The Dust Bowl taught us the need for soil-conserving farming and ranching methods to protect the land from drought. The U.S. government bought some of the Dust Bowl land. It's now part of the National Grasslands, restored areas set aside for wildlife and recreation. That's our show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.